The following is a Network Newswire audio production. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Network Newswire uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce private and public companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Network Newswire's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview features a client of Network Newswire. Network Newswire may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today as your host is Stuart Smith.
Welcome one, welcome all to this online business briefing where we shine a spotlight on some of the smartest and freshest plays here in the small and micro cap markets. Today, we're joined for the very first time by Lotto Gopher Holdings Incorporated. The company's traded on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol LOTO, on the OTCQB here in the United States under the ticker symbol LTTGF, and on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange as well under the ticker symbol 2LG. We're lucky enough to be joined today by the president and CEO of the company, James Morrell. James, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Stuart?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for taking the time to call and speak to your company's shareholders as well as the listeners for this program. And for the listeners who may not be familiar with what you're doing there at Lotto Gopher Holdings Incorporated, let's talk about this unique business opportunity that you've gotten yourself into and the business model and markets that you operate in. Go ahead.
Well, we are the first website that allows California consumers to order their lottery tickets online using their credit or debit card. So this is Powerball, Mega Millions, Super Lotto Plus, all the big jackpot games that previously people would have to go to a store, stand in line, pay cash in order to get their ticket. Now they can get it from their computer, their phone, or their tablet with a couple of clicks.
Well, now we've watched online poker and online gambling for things like football and sports just take off. Obviously, we've seen a million commercials for DraftKings and FanDuel and things like that. Why is online lottery lagging behind other industries like that so far?
Well, I think that, as you saw, poker took off, but poker had some regulatory issues. And with lottery, the lottery is run by the individual states and the lottery consortium that operates Powerball and Mega Millions. So there is a built-in monopoly there for these lottery vendors. For instance, California has 22,000 official vendors where you go to that store, to that machine, to buy the ticket. So what we've done is we've come up with a unique solution, which is a third-party solution. So we're not actually a gambling company. We are not like poker. We're not like DraftKings. We're not gambling. We're messenger service. So what we do is we take the order from the customer and we go to our network of vendors, the official lottery vendors, and secure the tickets from those machines. So it's a bit of a different structure, and it took a little while, I think, for the lottery community, and certainly for lottery professionals like ourselves, to come up with a way to do this that would be compliant, but also customer-friendly.
That's interesting. So you basically took a big area that had so many different nuances and red tape, and you've turned those into an opportunity for your company. So as you look at the landscape that you're operating in, has anything changed? What made this opportunity available to you and your company? I mean, it's really just thinking outside the box. Is that a fair assessment?
Certainly. That was the initial thought was, how can we do this? It seems impossible on the surface, but if you look at some of the various models out there for messenger services, for delivery service, for on-demand service, for subscription services, we sort of melded all of those various solutions into a custom solution for lottery tickets. So, for instance, we have the subscription model, you know, very similar to Netflix or Dollar Shave Club, where each month, you know, you are able to get your tickets on an automatic subscription. So you don't have to pick your numbers, go to the store over and over again. You set it and forget it. So these are just some of the little things you do on an operational side to take best practices from different industries and apply it to your own. And that's what we did with lottery.
Well, you mentioned California earlier. California is a launching pad. Tell me why.
Well, we were living in California and based in California. The executives that started the company, including myself, mothers had operated companies in Los Angeles and were looking for the next opportunity. And this is how we banded together, because we were in LA. That was a natural progression. Secondly, the state of California, 39 million residents, it's a $6 billion a year lottery market. So you're talking about one of the largest lottery markets in the United States. And, of course, you know, California has a reputation for progressive thinking. So when you're launching a new business, something that hasn't been done before in the United States, you know, you want to operate with a state and that looks progressively at businesses and looks at these as opportunities rather than threats. And I think the California Lottery saw what we're doing, you know, as a third party, as an opportunity. So they've already got these 22,000 retailers, but how do they reach the people that don't want to go to the store? How do they reach the people that are used to ordering everything online, from their food to their paper towels to pet food, everything? And so when we came in, the solution that the California Lottery does not provide, it just augments their services. So it was win-win for everybody.
And now, what? Tell me about the rest of the nation. Where is it at in terms of state by state? I'm assuming these laws are going to be either similar or different. What does that landscape look like?
So I talked a bit earlier about compliance. There's federal regulations that you need to abide by, and there's state-by-state regulations. And every state operates differently. Some of the lotteries are looking at doing this. Some of the lotteries have done it, for instance, Illinois. Some of the lotteries partially do it. In Georgia, you could get ticket subscriptions, but you can't get one-off tickets like you can on Lotto Gopher. So really what you need to do is analyze each state and take a look at the market opportunity. What is the net spending on lottery product? What is the per capita spending? And then you look at the regulations. And how easy is it to take your model and apply it to the existing compliance structure within that state? So we've identified 22 additional states outside of California that we're interested in expanding to. And we've put some executives in place who have experience working at the lottery level. And between those, between the game plan and the people we have to execute it, we hope by the end of 2018 to be in all 22 of those expansion states.
Excellent. Well, when you look at ways you've changed this industry, have you also changed who maybe partakes in the lottery business? In other words, we're used to seeing certain types of people, certain demographic that really participate in the lottery. I mean, I would think because you're not accepting cash, but you do allow via credit card, that you've opened the door to a new market segment. Is that fair?
I think one of the issues that the lottery has seen in the last 10 years is an erosion in their younger user base. You know, what can the lottery do to attract younger users? And they've done stuff such as branded scratch cards. They've sort of freshened up their web presence. But as I said, most of these states don't have what we have, which is the ability to order from your phone. And this is where millennials and Gen Xers and soon to be Gen Z, they're doing everything on their phone. They're doing everything on their tablet, and they want it quick and easy. They don't want to have to travel to the store. And I think that, the lotteries see what we're doing as augmenting their offerings. So they've already got a lock on their lifelong customers, people who've been going to the store forever. And that's great for them, and there's plenty of market share in that $6 billion in California. But if you want new, younger users, a new group that's going to grow with the lottery, Lotto Gopher is the way that sort of brings them into the fold. It introduces them to Powerball and Mega Millions and Super Lotto. It's sort of the new generation.
So easy to find out more about this company. Go to lottogopher.com. But let's talk about the leadership of the company. What about the team that you assembled? You mentioned executives earlier that had experience within this industry. Talk to me about the team you've assembled.
In my experience in other businesses, the team is the most critical portion of your execution. So the idea is try to find people that have deep experience in a particular area, and or have a great work ethic that can be applied to this new industry. So, for instance, on our board of directors, we have Kevin Harrington, who was one of the original sharks in the TV show Shark Tank. Obviously, he knows a lot about startups, what's required, what to watch out for. So when he saw what we were doing, I think he saw that the way we had structured it was in such a way that he could get behind it and provide his knowledge to an existing company that's already ready to go. And then you can just apply what he knows on top of that to sort of, I'd say, you know, rocket fuel to the fire. So Kevin's been very helpful in his contacts in the marketing side. You know, he's known as the inventor of the infomercial. So he has very deep contact in direct response marketing. And that's exactly where we are now. We're looking for new members to introduce them to our service. The other thing you do, aside from experts in business, is you find experts in your industry. So we also partnered with a company called Lottoland, which is the biggest lottery messenger service outside of the United States. So this is a very big business in Europe. However, we're the only ones operating in the United States, and Lottoland is sort of the 800-pound gorilla over there. Saw what we were doing and was interested in getting involved in the United States, recognized our particular expertise, and we formed a partnership. So they are shareholders in the company. And on the board of directors, Lloyd Lemon, who is the general counsel for Lottoland, sits on our board. So now we've got somebody who understands this business. Lottoland stands to, I think their revenue this year should be just under half a billion euros. And they've only been in business since 2013. So you've got, you know, the compliance side covered by Lloyd. You've got the operational expertise by Lottoland. So again, you're surrounding yourself with people that you know, that understand the business.
Well, once again, we're speaking with James Morrell, President and CEO of Lotto Gopher. And Lotto Gopher is operating currently within California's $6.3 billion market. And they are the leading website to order your lottery tickets online. Well, I want to thank you for your time here, James. I want you to step up on the soapbox. Let's bring this thing to a close. Let's talk about the investment highlights for your company. Reach out to the shareholders, the potential investors right now, about the opportunity your company presents.
Sure. So I think I had mentioned before that, you know, our model is based on recurring revenue. You know, some of the biggest companies, Netflix, Amazon Prime, I mentioned Dollar Shave, you know, these are subscription-based companies that every single month you have revenue. So for us, we have our membership. So in order to use our services, customers come on and they will either give us $3 for a 24-hour pass to try it out, $12 a month on a recurring billing, or $99 a year. So as those the customer base stacks up, so do those recurring revenues. So that's income that you can count on. And we really like this model because you can project out and see, you know, where you're going to be based on your acquisition and attrition rate. So that for us is really you know, a very solid foundation for revenue. And, of course, you have just the fact of the size of the market. You know, we're addressing an $80 billion lottery market in the United States. So that's bigger than books, music, and sports combined. So you've got over half of U.S. adults, more than 50% of U.S. adults, purchased a lottery ticket last year. So just the size of the market combined with the subscription model, of recurring revenue, for us, it just seems like a, you know, a winning solution that's won in the past, and we expect to win with it in the future.
Well, what a great time for us to be taking a closer look at Lotto Gopher Holdings Incorporated, traded under that ticker symbol here in the States on the OTCQB LTTGF and the Canadian Stock Exchange LOTO, and overseas on the Frankfurt Exchange 2LG. As I brought up earlier, lottogopher.com. Go take a close look at this company, do your due diligence, and make a decision on whether you should invest in this company. It looks like, as I said, we are talking to this company at the right time. James, I want to thank you so much for your time, your insights into this industry, and how you have thought outside of the box and found a way to work with the lottery online. What a great opportunity. Thanks for your time here today, James.
Thank you, Stuart. I appreciate it.
All right, for James Morrell, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio interview is an original broadcast provided by Network Newswire, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Network Newswire may receive payments for corporate communications relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. You should assume that officers and directors of Network Newswire or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade these securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, an investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by Network Newswire does not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from the featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Network Newswire as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at networknewswire.com.